Thank you for calling Circle Services. Linda speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Linda. It's Miley calling back from First American. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. Almost done with work, which is good. of course, just calling very recorded for quality assurance and purposes. I just wanted to send, call, but I've also sent over an update on a work order.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so did you want the address or the work order number? I'm sorry.
The work order number.
Okay, so I reopened it. So 613-707-862.
Can you verify the customer's name and address?
3769 Custom Place, Sarasota, Florida, 34240, Heather and Amy Palo.
Okay. You say you reopened this?
Yeah, I just reopened it because sales is covering the 450 to get the work done.
You said they will?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still showing this. Let me see. So you want to reopen this, the bat for the plumbing stoppage?
Yeah, whatever they need to do with the PVC piping to get that corrected.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just trying to confirm with my supervisor because I'm not sure where it has been reopened. I'm just seeing where it's already been invoiced because it normally will show where the service needs to be, you know, like a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And you just did it?
I don't get to see the portal size. Yeah, I literally just did it about 5 or so minutes ago, maybe 3. Yeah, It says completed on my side with the work order being sent over. Because okay. I know if I place it as a continuation, contractor relations normally will push back and they'll be like, why didn't you reopen the work order? So I'm like, I'm just doing it the steps that they would normally have us do. I can always email them to just to reference, hey, I just need to make sure this is reopened the way it needs to be. You know, due to sales covering the repair.
Okay, so basically the non-cover cost is $450. So they're gonna have to call in to pay that non-cover cost of $450, and then we can send someone out to schedule. We are going to reach out to them to schedule an appointment for a technician to come out.
So you guys are going to bill out for the $450. That's when sales covers anything. You're just going to bill out for it because it gets taken out from the sales account. It's nothing that they send a check or anything like that. It just normally gets billed out. And Invoice Control will just pull it from the sales side for it.
Just one moment. I guess I'm confusing myself.
Typically with non-cover charges, most of the time, yeah, you guys will be paid directly, you know, via check or credit card when it comes to a normal style claim. But in the case of any time sales is involved and they're discretioning an amount, it normally you just invoice out. And for Invoice Control, they will just pull it from the sales side. They won't pull it from First American's account. They'll pull it from sales, from the sales side of it.
Okay, so you're saying that she doesn't have to pay right now?
No, the homeowner's not paying anything of it. It's all being covered from sales, so you guys would just invoice out because I've authorized the $450 through the system. You guys would just bill out for the $450, and then Invoice Control, when it comes to payment, will then submit it, take it out from the sales side because there's two different accounts.
Okay.
When sales is involved, they'll pull it from their side.
Okay. Let me try to refresh this one more time and see if it's opening up on my end. Okay, so what I'm going to do is send over an email to the home office, you know, regarding the new information and letting them know that the customer is going to proceed with this order. And they're going to reach out to her to set up a service date. Hello? Hello? Hello. Disconnecting call due to no response.